there's so many questions about Ozempic, and I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of different theories on whether they think it's quote-unquote cheating. Is it the miracle drug? Is it just something that we're going to find out in 10 years is going to kill us all? Joining us, it's endocrinologist Dr. Randy Tomasulo. You can find her at Post Road Metabolic Consultants online at postroadmetabolic.com. Randy, everybody has different thoughts on this, and this is what you do, is you prescribe this. So what's your overall take about Ozempic?
Anna, obesity and overweight are diseases that need to be treated. And while there is a lot of hype about these medications because they're being used in Hollywood and everyone's talking about them, in truth, they're treating a medical condition with many, many complications. Daily injections have been around for 20 years and have been approved for obesity for 10 years. Ozempic has been approved since 2019 for type 2 diabetes. And now, under a different name, Wegovy, it's approved for obesity.
So, doctor, you know, here's the part that confuses me, right? And when I see announcements of like things like Costco is getting into this, I just say to myself, like, has it jumped the shark? Like, what are the differences between Ozempic, Wegovia, Mounjaro? You know, like those are being treated to do just type 2 diabetes or whatever. And this, you know, the weight loss is in effect a side effect of that or whatever. What if you don't have a true medical thing, but you just want to boost your weight loss factors? Like, I mean, are those drugs coming? Will they in fact be different drugs? What is the difference here?
The medications we're talking about are all part of a family of hormones that we naturally produce called the incretins. Incretins are hormones that our intestines make to tell us that we've eaten, what to do with the food. They send hunger signals to the brain. These medications mimic those hormones that we naturally produce.
As a doctor, how do you look at someone and say, okay, you're pre-diabetic or diabetic and you're going on Ozempic versus Wegovy or Mounjaro?
The medications are all essentially very similar and do the same things. It's just that they've been FDA approved under different names for different indications. The version of Ozempic that is approved for obesity is Wegovy. They're the exact same drug. It's just the way the company put them through the FDA. And
the classification, basically.
They're the exact same drug made by the exact same company, put into two different containers with two different names.
Wow. So if you were prescribing Ozempic, per se, the original there, and you were putting it out for obesity, in fact, you could be like flagged or somebody could say, you know, you're misusing this, you're misdiagnosing here or whatever.
Well, it's driven a lot by insurance coverage.
What a lot of people are facing, when you get prescribed Ozempic for having diabetes, then your insurance is more likely to cover it. But with the Wegovy, now it's for weight loss, and now your insurance won't cover it the full amount. And that's when you're seeing the astronomical amounts of money, where it's like up to $1,300 for a monthly supply, which the average person can't pay for that.
Right.
Do you think prices are going to come down as more companies are getting approved? Do you think this is just how it is? It's going to be one of those things that if you want it, you got to be like these celebrities. You have to be able to have the money to pay for it.
I think eventually prices will come down, but I think it's going to take a long time. Right now, supply is an issue.
I mean, it's the hottest product ever, too, right? I mean, this is the time where you say, well, there's just not enough on the truck, whether or not there's a warehouse full of it. We've never seen Big Pharma ever be in the nature of, you know, let me cover the people, right? So they want to make as much money as they can.
But it seems like every day you look on the internet and there's another story about a side effect. Now, what are these side effects? What is Ozempic face? Why is your butt so saggy? We're going to have more with Dr. Randy Tomasulo coming up next. Oprah's talking about it. It's all over the news. All these weight loss injections, what are they about?
We're learning today.
Endocrinologist Dr. Randy Tomasulo. A lot of these medical spas have been selling semaglutide. So you go in and you meet with their medical professional that they have on their staff, and then they'll prescribe you semaglutide, which is usually, from what I understand, cheaper. So how does that separate from the big pharma companies that are doing it all through prescriptions?
Right. Good question.
For you. A real doctor.
Right.
And I'm not going to make any friends in the medical spa industry with my answer, but those are compounded versions of these medications. And the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies that make them and have patents on these drugs are really cracking down on that. It's not regulated. We're not sure what's in it. We're not sure about the safety. And how is it that it's cheaper? Is it diluted? There's no such thing as a free lunch when it comes to these drugs.
It's like when we buy a concert t-shirt after the concert in the parking lot, it's only $20 out there.
Right. That's exactly
I did it at
right,
Snoop
right,
Dogg, right. But I wouldn't inject myself with it.
That's right.
So let's talk about the side effects for a second. I mean, I've heard everything from like you get saggy skin on your face to like your whole body loses all its muscle tone, to somebody just dropping dead from it. So like, what are the actual side effects?
I'm sorry to laugh.
Right,
wow.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds pretty final there, right?
Like, I'd rather have Ozempic face that just drop dead one day. You know?
I look great, and then, you know, I drop dead on the sidewalk.
So the dropping dead is actually very rare.
Yeah,
really
that's good. Let's lead with that, right?
I'm
thanks,
sleeping
Doc.
Well at night. And that being said, this has to be done carefully. You want to be doing this with a healthcare professional. The main side effects, if you're going to have one, and this is what you hear about, are the GI side effects, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. If you take this medication and are counseled and supported closely with your healthcare provider, we can really mitigate those side effects. You have to eat slowly. You have to eat less. You have to listen to the signals. We're all told to listen to those signals in our brain to tell us to stop eating, but most of us can eat right through it.
Right.
On this medication, you can't.
I ate right through it this morning. I just kept eating all day. I was just bored. Just kept eating. Yeah.
And the Ozempic face and the Ozempic butt, that's weight loss face and weight loss butt.
Are any patients in your experience, or are you hearing from anybody, that they're really having trouble being prescribed?
Not really. I think the difficulty is more cost and insurance.
Yeah. If you're on these, are you on these for life? You get prescribed the injection. You've had great results for 1 year, 2 years, or whatever. This is open-ended, this is forever, or what?
In theory, I'd love to say that you can lose the weight, make things better, and then stop it. But for most people, their obesity, their high blood pressure, their diabetes is a chronic disease. And when and if you go off the medication, the diseases come back.
Well, I think that we as humans, too, we get used to our new normal,
right?
So it's like, okay, well, I look this way, and I'm doing it with this.
Right.
It's like spending the amount of money that we get in our paychecks. Right.
So it's not a magic wand. So people really have to pay attention to what they're eating and do the exercise.
How come some people lose massive amounts of weight, others don't? Like Sharon Osbourne said that she lost like so much weight so fast she had to go off it, and she dropped, you know, however many pounds. She was like a skeleton. Like, how come that happened to her, but for other people, it's so gradual?
Individual responses vary. Like any medication, like anything. So it has to do a lot with your physiology to begin with, your genetics, how long you've had the weight on, whether you're premenopausal or postmenopausal. Everybody's different.
Dr. Randy Tomasulo, you can find her online at Post Road Metabolic Consultants, postroadmetabolic.com. Thank you.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains, April 19th through the 22nd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.